This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Segment with Andrew Tate, and to say he's on fire in fuego is understatement. Absolutely on target, because it's what we're dealing with. It's reality. And that's why they want us off the air, because anybody tuning in knows at a cellular level we're telling the truth. So why do you literally, in waves, have hundreds of articles a day, sometimes a thousand, saying Jones is fake, he's an actor, he admits he's a liar, they never show where I said that? Because they're the liars, and they don't have their independence. Almost no one has their own platform. And that's why they hate InfoWars so much, and that's why it's so precious and why you're so great supporting us. So in closing, Andrew, join us again next week. It's been a year. I wanted you on before stuff slips through. Please come on. But tell folks they can find your videos on YouTube for now. And you know, obviously you host one of the biggest MMA deals in the world. I know it's super hot what you do. It's been getting demonized in the news as well because it's promoting sovereignty in Europe. So a lot of exciting things, but the 4 minutes we have left, what else would you like to tell folks out there?
I'd just like to tell people that I think it's important from our standpoint that we are not quiet. I know sometimes it can be convenient to be quiet. Obviously, we have to be socially aware. We don't want to upset everyone we meet. But I make it very clear to most people I meet, I make it very clear when they say something ridiculous and completely liberal, I say that's simply not true. If you don't want to discuss it now, we don't have to, but it's just nice to let them know now and again that that's not true. The one thing the liberals and the left do have above us is that they're so petulant and so childish that they will never shut up about what they think. They'll fundraise. They'll walk the streets. They'll vote with their wallet. They won't spend money or they won't. And corporations give in to them because of this. They're so petulant that in some ways it makes them a powerful force. And I just think us guys on the other side of it, we need to make it very, very clear. If someone goes, oh, you really want the wall? Yes. Yes, I do want the wall. There's no such thing as a sovereign country without protecting its borders. If you go to any other country on earth, they protect their borders outside of Western Europe, and that's become a mess. And I don't think there's anything wrong with a wall. Come into America, follow the rules, like everyone else. You don't get to choose the rules you like and the rules you don't like. If that was the case, I'd buy a Ferrari and speed all over the place, but I'm not allowed. You have to follow the rules, regardless of whether you like them or not. So to just try and decide that some rules are not good enough for certain people, it's all garbage. And I just make it very, very clear to people how I think. And I remind them, you know, there's people out here who think a certain way, and it's not all just one big Google, Facebook, insane clown world. There's people out here who understand the reality of facts and look at life through a realistic lens. And I think that's important that everybody does that.
And again, I saw your stuff about a year ago, millions of views. They shadow ban you down to tens of thousands. It doesn't matter. Now you're talking to the absolute key people that matter. That's what we found. It was 99% of people never bought a product. Then they banned us. Even more people bought the product. We got even stronger. I hate to give the enemy the news that we're stronger than ever, and we're going to get stronger thanks to our listeners and viewers understand. But my final message is don't just think, oh, thank God that Andrew Tate's there or Alex Jones is there. I don't just say this to make you feel good, listeners. You're badass. And every little thing you do adds up to mountains of action. And so I go beyond just saying, hey, watch it. I chew these people out when they get in my face or I hear their crap because they're part of an oppressive, sickening, evil cult of followers. And the globalists, I'll give them this. Throughout history, big throngs of weak people were a liability. They figured out how to organize weak people, weaponize them, and point them at people that are actually trying to empower them.
Yep.
And so it's time to let these people know that we're not their slaves. And let me tell you, they think it's like a one-dimensional. They get in my face, I get back in their face, they can't believe I talk back. And they go, help me, he's being mean. After they threaten me, they can't believe I tell them back off.
Isn't that insane that the world's got so twisted that liberals think they can get in a full-grown man's face and he won't say a thing back? Just before we leave quickly, just to show the differences between the West and the East, when I had my Twitter account and I was saying some of these things, RXF, who employ me, to
hold on, I got to hear this. This is too good. And then we've got, I promise to bring folks on that disagree. They're all cowards. None of them will do it. I'm very envious of Tucker Carlson. He get these idiots on. But I do have Wayne Madsen, who I've known for 15 years or longer. He is coming on. I disagree with him big time. He's coming up too. Wayne Madsen, who thinks Trump's Hitler, is coming on.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, ChrisandPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you.
You know, I publicly asked Google employees to legally and lawfully take action on air the day I confronted Sundar Pichai. And, you know, the damnedest things happened, I heard. And that's the thing is that we think of these things as monolithic enemies. A lot of the folks inside are our best friends and realize the crazy cult they're in. So finishing up with Andrew Tate. Andrew, you're awesome, four-time world champion, kickboxer, and so much more. Big international host of it as well. Tate Speech on YouTube, Twitter, Tate Speech, Instagram, Cobra Tate. But, I mean, look, I admire your physical prowess and your doggedness, but I really admire the political and pro-human stance that you set. So you were getting into being banned, and one final point.
Yeah, my final point was just as follows. The difference between the West and Eastern Europe, where I live now, when I was on Twitter saying the things I was saying, the MMA organization in Romania was getting about 30 emails a day from random upset liberals telling them that I was a racist and I was a sexist and I should be banned and I'm not fit for public and I shouldn't have my job, trying to make me lose my job like they do with everyone else in America. And when I went in to commentate one day, the owner of the organization, he had all these emails printed out, and he said, "What is this?" And I said, "This is the West. They're just children." And he laughed, and he said, "This is why they're being conquered," and threw them in the bin, and I kept my job, of course. And this shows the massive ideological difference between Eastern Europe and Western Europe.
Dare I say, did you get promoted since then?
Well, yeah, that we're best of friends, and yeah, we've moved into some new things together, and it changed absolutely nothing.
Because I've seen that guy being demonized in the news, too, because he defends the family.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Anyone who defends the family on any level is the enemy. It's insanity. The only reason anyone who's watching this exists is because at some point a man and a woman was together. That's history. And you're going to try to
corporations, because they do this on purpose to feed the fires of the pirates and the brigaders and the sleeping giant, you know, leftist Soros people. When you feed them and grovel like they've got power, oh, I got an email or a call, oh, like, let me comply, I'll be safe. You just increase what the pirate wants next time, as Rudyard Kipling said. These people have no instincts.
Absolutely. You cannot surrender to absolute insanity, because insanity knows no boundary. It's just, they just up the game. They up the game like they did in England. Up the game, up the game, up the game, to the point where you can't even talk. At first they say, oh, accept gay marriage, that's all we want. Now they want to walk around and put transgenders in our kids' classrooms. Every time you give them anything, they just give them an inch, they take a mile. I'm not going to apologize to anyone for anything I've ever said, because it's true.
Have you seen Desmond is Amazing? They've had for like 5 years. The parents don't have jobs. The kid dances at gay clubs. They throw money at him. He talks about ketamine and roofie. Is all drugged out. And is on TV with famous murderers that chop people up. I mean, and the police haven't gotten involved. And this is all over the news. I mean, they're exercising power in our face.
They're literally showing we can do things you're not allowed to do. If you tried to do that with a girl, you'd be in jail so fast. But the fact there's homosexuality attached to it, and homosexuality is now above heterosexuality, it's seen as superior, they're literally, like you said, flexing power. The police won't stop us from literally promoting our child in a pedophilic manner, from promoting our child as a drug taker, using him to make money, destroying his mentality. I will say it right here and now, he's not going to grow up to be a happy, contented adult. It's impossible. And they're just going to sit there and do it in front of everyone's face, and no one's going to do anything about it. It's insane.
Like you said, it's flexing. In black magic, you do something evil out in the open, gives you even more powerful. This is sick. Andrew Tate, we're going into the deep cycle of decadence. I think we're about to come out of it. God bless you. Look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon.
Absolutely. Very great to be here, and keep up with good work, Alex. I watch every day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Okay. I have told the producers of this show, I want the type of people I see on Tucker Carlson. It's super entertaining. It's super illustrative of how crazy the leftists are. And none of them will come on. And so then I'm sitting back and I think, okay. Because I was following some links the other day and I saw some Wayne Madison's website. And, you know, Wayne has done work for us as a freelance guy. I've known Wayne for probably 16, 17 years. He's broke some big stories. And we covered the RNC 3 years ago together, 2.5 years ago. And then it was never like he quit working with us. It was just kind of like, the reporting got, let's just say, in my view, sideways. And I haven't really paid attention to much of it since then. But I saw it and I said, this is different, because I like Wayne Madison. He's a funny guy to have a glass of wine and eat a steak with. But my God. I personally think it's, if I bash Trump, I'd be at the top of everything. I'd be promoted everywhere. If you don't, if you support Trump, you get banned. And I got some major criticisms of Trump, by the way, coming up in the next few days. But because it's the right thing to do, not because, and I'm not accusing Wayne of that. I just, going down the rat hole, him going from being a Trump supporter to Trump getting elected and being anti-Trump, I want to get his take on that rabbit hole because I'm interested in it. And because he's one of the only Trump bashers who'll come on the show. So, Wayne, it's good to have you on, buddy.
Hi, Alex. Be back. I also want to preface my comment by wishing David Knight as in a very speedy recovery.
Wishing who a speedy recovery?
David Knight.
Oh, yeah. He had a really bad, but he's getting better. Very, very excited. They got some stents in there. And, hey, do you have an external mic you could plug in?
External mic.
Oh, you're better leaning forward. Your mic wasn't picking up.
Let me move closer to my mic.
Well, you lost some weight. I've gained some weight. You're looking good.
Well, under doctor's orders.
So I just got lazy and quit working out. If it wasn't for the supplements, that'd be even bigger. So I started working out again last week heavily. What happened with Trump? Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, In the 2016 election, like most media organizations, you endorse candidates from both parties. And then in the general election, this was, you know, during the primary. And then during the general election, normally you'll endorse one or the other, or maybe a third party. So I saw Trump as the non-Jeb Bush, the non it was some terrible people running. Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, people that I have been covering and not in a very good way for years. And on the other side, I thought Bernie Sanders would have been the best candidate. Now, in the general election, I had my choice. I'll say I had already seen enough from Trump by that time that I was very, very, suspicious, to say the least. And I think my suspicions have been proven correct.
All right. We'll talk about it on the other side. And you're a smart guy. You break a lot of big exclusive news that turns out to be accurate. But we'll talk about this gay obsession, too, because I've known you for a long time, and only lately, in the last few years, you'd be like, everybody's gay, and everything's a gay conspiracy. And that's when you kind of lost me. But I have seen Trump do some things I don't like, so I think it's fair to look at some of those areas. You'll have the floor to say whatever you want. We didn't do some pre-interview. I didn't tell Wayne Madsen what he could say. Hold on, Putin? Wait. What? Hey, Putin says get rid of Wayne Madsen. That's a joke. I'll be right back with Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, NSA whistleblower, par excellence.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jones here back live. Vice President Mike Pence is speaking live as we speak on the border wall and some big developments. We'll play a few minutes of this, go right back to Wayne Madsen. But here is Vice President Pence with Trump in the Rose Garden of the White House.
We are committed to achieving border security as we resolve this budget impasse. He made it clear that we are going to build a wall on our southern border. As I said, the conversations were constructive and substantive. And at the close of the meeting, the president directed me and Jared Kushner and Secretary Nielsen to meet with top-level staff of Democrat and Republican leadership in the House and Senate over the course of this weekend and see if we could build on the common ground that we identified in the discussions today. Our aim will be to find a solution, not just simply to end the government shutdown, to provide funding to end the crisis at our southern border, to achieve real border security, and to build a wall on our southern border. And, Mr. President, I promise you, as you promised the Republican and Democrat leaderships today, that we will work earnestly over the weekend. We will work in good faith. The American people deserve nothing less. And we enter this weekend and these discussions hopeful. Again, not simply that we will end a budget shutdown, but that we will make finally meaningful progress on securing our southern border.
I mean, we're a week and a half into the shutdown, and they're demonizing Trump. Wayne, let me ask you this question. You get into why you don't like Trump, why you turn against him, and that's fine. We're going to let you say whatever you want. But come on. The U.N. is using giant migrant hordes to break down borders. You've written about that. They're using this to end our sovereignty. The entire media hates Trump. They're trying to remove him. They're doing all this. And then I read the articles you write, and it's like he's the next Hitler, and he's the worst guy in the world, and he's going to destroy us. And I see the whole power structure against Trump. I mean, how do you navigate that? How are you not just pandering? I'm not trying to be mean here to the Internet, to the big tech giant censorship.
Oh, and I'm not. And I don't agree with any attempt to control the Internet. That's why I was against FCC Chairman Ajit Pai's decision to get rid of it's probably a bad word or phrase, net neutrality. It's like universal access. That's what we're talking about.
No, you're definitely right that Trump has acted like he's blowing his own feet off, almost like it's a conspiracy, letting all of us be censored.
Yeah. I just listen to Pence's speech, and I hear other people fall into this sort of rhetorical flourish. You know, Democrat is the adjective. The actual noun for the party is the Democratic Party. I know what they're doing because I think it goes back to people like Rush Limbaugh and others. They say Democrat because they emphasize the rat part, R-A-T. You know, if he wants to cut a deal with the Democratic-led House of Representatives, he should have not let that little pejorative slip into his rhetoric and his comments. But look, I looked at Trump. He said, I'm going to be a different kind of guy. I had my doubts when the Access Hollywood tape came out. And then, he apologized for it. But then there was some other issues. But right before, on the eve of the election, later, when he appoints Alex Acosta as labor secretary, Alex Acosta was a U.S. attorney for South Florida that cut Jeffrey Epstein immunity deal, which not only gave immunity to Epstein for pleading a minor prostitution violation.
Sure, that's been pointed out. But why is the Miami Herald not pointing out Clinton on the airplanes with him and all of that. I mean, I get Trump comes in and says, who do I put in? They put in Republicans, and he's been trying to fire a lot of them now.
Yeah.
They've been working against him. But I don't think the fact that he brought in a bunch of Republicans that said that they would actually work for him then, you know, makes him Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. I looked at the flight manifest, and, yes, Clinton took several
24 flights
because they were free. I mean, and politicians do that all the time. But what
so
I've actually
Bill Clinton's a good guy, but Trump's never on the plane.
He's not, no. And look, I have critically covered presidents since Ronald Reagan. And
no, I get it. You're going to criticize them all. And that's right. Going from being pro-Trump to totally against Trump, and then like he's guilty for Epstein because somebody he puts in his government was involved at some level with it. When Trump keeps, he has the whole government rebelling against him. I mean, they're not doing anything he says.
The problem with Acosta, though, is that this non-prosecution agreement was infamous because it not only cleared Epstein, it cleared all of his associates.
Oh, no, I totally agree that he was protected, but isn't that Mueller higher up that was using him as an informant?
Who, Epstein?
Yes.
Well, I mean, as part of his plea deal, there's a possibility that he agreed to do something for the feds. But I don't.
Well, let me ask you this, because you got a lot of context. Why do you think Steve Bannon is hanging out playing kissy fish at the compound with Jeffrey Epstein in New York so much?
Yeah. By the way, Bannon has a history in one of his last wife. He rented her a house in North Miami, Florida, and neighbors later reported that there were kids coming in and out of that house all hours of the day, all hours of the night. There was damage done to the jacuzzi. The thought is that they were cooking meth there. And so these children are coming in and out. And there were reports also that the house was being used to film pornographic movies.
So what are you saying? I mean, are you saying Bannon's doing this to compromise people, or are you saying Bannon
I think he's compromised himself. Look, we don't know the circumstances why he left the Navy as a Lieutenant JG back in the early 80s. But, you know, he gets enrolled in the Harvard Business School. What kind of deal was that? I mean, after the Navy, I got the VA to pay for me to do an MBA, which I didn't complete, at the University of North Florida. It's a little different than Harvard. A little different.
So you're saying he's been sheep-dipped by some people?
I think so. He went to work for Goldman Sachs. Then he got involved with Hollywood and all kinds of movies. One of his business partners was arrested along with his friends in Marbella, Spain. They were involved in child pornography.
Jeez. Look, I know Bannon's a slime ball. I've experienced it myself. Oh. He's got a campaign going against me and other people. So who the hell does he work for? Because Trump threw him out on his ass.
I don't know. I mean, you know, here's a guy that, I mean, even, you know, the kindest thing you can say about him, and I think this was said by a Republican, he said the guy looks like a hobo.
Sloppy Steve.
Sloppy Steve. Acosta got this deal, but left off the hook where, you know, when I started looking into the whole thing with Epstein and Trump. So there was a woman, who said
I'm going to let you say all this. We're going to come back and we're going to hear, because I got Clinton on the planes. I got it all over the place. I got Hillary representing pedophiles and famously and her chief people at her foundation caught shipping kids out of Haiti that end up dead. There had one piece of smoke or fire with Trump. But we're going to hear what you have to say about this Epstein thing with Wayne Madsen on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So I see Trump trying to bring the economy back and having some success. They raise interest rates and spike it. I see Trump trying to bring factories back. I see Trump trying to unify America around nationalism and release a lot of suppressed cures for diseases. I see Trump being demonized. I see the heavens open up and lies and attacks and lawsuits about yours truly I've never even imagined for backing Trump. And now I see nationalists all over the world winning elections and kicking the globalists out and the big banks. I mean, it's like good things are happening. And then Wayne Madsen, he says, well, Trump's connected to Jeffrey Epstein because one of the thousands of people he's appointed in government was a federal prosecutor. But I agree with Wayne. He's right. That let Jeffrey Epstein absolutely skate like all the other rich and powerful. And then you've got the Clintons, all the rest of it. So go there. Dump your dirt on Trump if it's got any bona fides. And then tell me, Wayne, how we see the whole establishment against him. And believe me, it's not a faux attack. I mean, I've enjoyed it myself. It's definitely real. It's like getting hit upside the head with a 2x4 every day. And tell me then who the power structure is. And, okay, if he's bad, then why is the power structure having a heart attack every 5 seconds about Trump? I mean, you're a smart cookie, been in the Navy, worked for the NSA, broke a lot of big stories. You've said a lot of stuff that turns out to be true. How am I missing the picture here?
Okay, it's not that Acosta was appointed to, you know, any federal agency. The Labor Secretary is responsible for monitoring human trafficking, including human trafficking for sexual exploitation. Now, the Justice Department prosecutes, but labor, for some reason they put it in labor, probably because of child labor laws, it's under their purview. So here you got a guy who cut Epstein the sweetheart deal of no future prosecutions for him, his associates, or his friends, like that included Trump. Trump, unlike some of the others, was really a long-time friend. Trump even said, oh, I've known Jeff Epstein for 15 years. What a great guy. I've been over to his place in Palm Beach. I notice some of the girls that hang out there are kind of on the young side, but I know he likes them young. According to one lawsuit brought against Trump and Epstein in 2016, both of them brutally sodomized a 13-year-old girl who uses a pseudonym, Katie Johnson, and a 12-year-old girl named Maria. Now,
all of those Jane Does turned out to be fake. That all got thrown out. We have Epstein caught, busted. We have him with Bill Clinton. We have the House of Cards actor Kevin Spacey on the plane. We have Hillary representing pedophiles. We have you exposing it. And then you're saying Trump's like, oh, yeah, I've never seen a great guy at some event. He says that about everybody. That turns into this is all real. Then where is that lawsuit?
First of all, I recently attended a trial in West Palm Beach, a civil trial. Epstein settled. He brought suit against the lawyer who has been pro bono representing many of these victims. I discovered there's 104 Jane Does, according to court filings. According to the attorney for these victims.
Sure, all I'm telling you is I'm on air, too. I follow this stuff every day. Epstein's been coming up for a decade. I never heard about Trump until the last few months of the election, and then it turned out to be nothing. I'm not denying Epstein. I exposed him up front. I'm not denying the whole Clinton operation. To me, all those stories look like cover for the Clintons when we were hammering Epstein and hammering Pizzagate and hammering it. Suddenly, oh, Trump once was at a party.
No, the Epstein and Trump association was actually reported in 2002. Granted, we weren't looking closely at Trump
In those lawsuits that Epstein just settled, there was no allusion to Trump in those. They were saying Epstein, that yet 15, 16-year-old girls would give him massages, and then he would try to push them to have sex, to groom them, to corrupt other men. He settled that. There was not a damn word about Trump in there.
Yeah, but Katie Johnson brought suit that named Epstein and Trump as her rapists in 1994.
So what do you make then? What do you make then of other prominent lawyers, other Democrat lawyers, others that have been snaked into this? Because
well, there's certainly Alan Dershowitz has been named. Now he's a longtime supporter of the Democrats, but now he's one of Trump's most vocal defenders. Now, in the lawsuit, Katie Johnson withdrew her suit just a few days before the election because there was supposed to be a news conference in L.A., and she cited the fact that there were threats against her, her family, people doxed her grandparents.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I've had the press say things about me, that my children have been taken away, all these things that aren't true. So I've experienced the BS. I haven't seen any proof about Trump. I've seen a bunch of Democrat recycling, and I don't see you writing articles about Hillary. I don't see you writing articles about Bill anymore. It's all about Trump. And I just, Wayne, I just don't think that that's accurate with some Jane Does and all this other stuff with no proof, no evidence, no other claims of this. I know people that know Trump well. He likes full-grown women. It just. I mean, if they had all this, they would have already used this.
Well, there was another person cited, a 12-year-old named Maria, in the lawsuit.
Another Jane Doe.
Now, she's not been identified, actually, because she hasn't been brought any suits. She was identified.
Sir, do you know they've got people in the news saying, I wear Nazi tennis shoes and telepathically try to have gay sex? So I mean, what I'm telling you is I've experienced the BS myself.
I don't listen to rumors either, but I go to court documents. I go to police reports.
Yeah, Jane does. Wayne, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you are regurgitating, and I wanted to get you on to people to hear this. A total line of Democratic Party talking points. Where are the stories about Hillary? Where are the stories about the UN child trafficking? Where are the stories about bona fide Arab Spring and hundreds of thousands of women and children kidnapped and murdered? You used to report on that. Now it's all lawsuits that get dropped about all this trying to tie Trump to Epstein because Epstein's tried to Obama and Hillary and the Democrats.
I got to go, where the clear and present danger lies right now. It lies in the White House. It lies at the Department of Labor. And if we see.
So do you think Trump needs, so you agree with our new Islamic members of Congress, he should be impeached right now. Trump's the threat.
Well, yeah, the impeachment is a process. I believe in the process.
The Kavanaugh hearings. Well, I'm asking you, who is to blame? Who is the bad guy? You said you've written a book. I forget the name. I didn't read it. Trump's the new Hitler, or what is it?
No, Trump. It's called Trump's Bananas Republic, because it truly is bananas. It's bananas in Washington right now.
I did see some book, and you sell a book about Trump, or you wrote an article saying he's the new Hitler.
Probably an article, but you know, I wrote articles and made comments back in the early 2000s, claiming.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. Why is Trump, because they even admit that that child rings and sex rings have been cracked down on 10 times previous numbers. We'll put the graphs on screen. And that I want to get a passport for my 20-month-old baby. It's like jumping through 100 hoops now, which is great. It's not so easy to do anymore. I see massive. I mean, Obama was bringing kidnapped kids through from the caravans and loading them on Democrat vehicles, the Senate report, that were going to sex dens, and some were killed. That's confirmed. We have their names. So Trump is stopping all that. How is he then this giant child molester mothership?
Well, now you got children being separated at the border and put into camps where they die or they're molested. We know there's bona fide news reports.
Obama is the one that started separating them under ACLU requests and put them in cages. Trump got rid of the cages. These are talking points, Wayne.
I've seen the photos. I mean, you can call it a cage or you can call it a...
No, those photos were from under Obama.
A chain link fence inside a warehouse. But the reason why this is serious with these two girls... Katie Johnson.
Hey, we'll come back and talk about this when we come back. But, I mean, I'm going to point blank you. You can accuse me of working for whoever you want. You can't create any proof it's not happening. I'm funded by our listeners. But I got to ask you, the 180 you made after Trump got elected and the talking points you put out are the dyed-in-the-wool Democrat talking points. Are you taking any money from the Clinton Foundation or from MoveOn.org or any other group?
Well, nobody's offered me any, but I wouldn't if they did. I believe in my independence and I used to work for a nonprofit that was partly funded by Soros, Epic, years ago. But I left them in 2004.
You think I'm working for somebody?
I wouldn't think so because the one telltale sign is people who don't run advertising are getting that money from somewhere. So.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around.
Roger Stone's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to coast a little bit with him. You know, Jeffrey Epstein's been a public figure. He's met tens of thousands of people. Here he is with theoretical physicist Lawrence M. Krauss and Steven Pinker that promote global social scores, all this other crap. Wherever you see these guys on podcasts anywhere, you know you're getting fed a lot of bull. But Dr. McCam, shot, please. There they are with Jeffrey Epstein. So Jeffrey Epstein's at 24 flights we know of with the Clintons going to this pedophile island. He's on there with all the rest of these people. But that's not what we've got to look at. It's Trump, socialite, shaking hands with people, saying he's been friends with people. And then when they were really worried about Epstein, because we were covering it heavy, and the Clintons and the WikiLeaks and all of it, boy, then a couple of Jane Does follow some things. That all gets deep six. And Wayne Madsen's here telling us it's Trump. You know, Wayne, I'm going to give you a few minutes here to finish up, and I appreciate you coming on. But especially on the border wall, you got me, because that was a Democrat talking point. Look at the kids in cages wrapped in the tinfoil. That was Obama. That was confirmed. We could show some of those articles. Just answer me this, and you can say whatever you want. Why is the whole power structure running around like chickens with their heads cut off about Trump? Why are they so upset? Why are the Chi-Coms so upset? Why is the EU so upset? Why is the media out there, you know, saying cut his head off? I mean, is that all just an elaborate ruse?
Well, I think compared to other presidents, I think we've got somebody in office who's unsteady, who's insulting in the worst degree. But I just want to say about the other girl who was 12 years old, was abducted from her hometown and sold into the Epstein network. And she sat for an interview with ABC News before the election. But again, just like Katie Johnson and her family were threatened, ABC got threatened and the producers got threatened by somebody from the Trump organization. So if all this is hearsay...
Where's the proof of that? I mean, I'm showing flight manifest here with Bill Clinton and all these flights and the convictions. Where's the proof of that?
The proof is in two court filings, one of which was the latest one in New York City.
Well, I mean, I've heard in court that I lost my kids and I'm an actor, but none of that's true.
Now, these are court filings where U.S. federal judge Ronnie Abrams decided there was enough merit to call Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump to a conference in her chambers in the Southern District of New York that was scheduled for December 16th. But in the interim, Katie Johnson, because of the threats, withdrew her lawsuit. Interestingly enough, December 16th was the day that the Electoral College certified Trump's...
No, I remember Nancy Pelosi's daughter trying to stop Trump being seated and all that BS. Wayne, I got to say it, man. You admitted you were funded by Soros previously. All I can tell you is I've never heard such talking points. If he's unstable, we need more unstable. We need somebody that stands up against countries that rip us off on trade, somebody that pulls our troops out of major wars, somebody that stands up to defend our country and take care of the veterans, somebody that's got the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. I mean, I just don't hear anything substantive in what you've said. I've heard no proof of anything here.
Well, I mean, look, I go to documentation. It's filed in the courts.
Hold on. I've seen people say in court that I believe there's Martian slave children on Mars. Now, I never said that, but they tried to take my kids away using that. So, I could go file an affidavit with a court. I could file a lawsuit on anybody I want and say that they took me up in a flying saucer and, you know, and anally probed me with an Easter bunny. It doesn't mean it's true, right? You keep saying, because I know they file these fake lawsuits on me, too, and say, oh, look, it's the court. But the lawsuits get thrown out as fast as they're entered, because once it comes out that I didn't do that, they get thrown out.
Well, how many meet a merit threshold by a U.S. District Court judge? And that's what the case was with Katie Johnson and Maria. Maria is a Puerto Rican girl.
You mean she's a Jane Doe? This is just something somebody filed.
She didn't file herself. She was named.
I mean, you know, there's a woman in New Orleans says I was married to her 30 years and my name's Lafayette. We have babies. It ain't true.
I went to the police station that originally investigated the kidnapping of this girl. I read the documents. It's clear she was trafficked into New York City.
Oh, the police. Where are those? The police just gave you these documents?
Somebody tried to sit on it. They did not want to release them to us in the beginning. And then I find out that Donald Trump has real estate holdings in the particular city.
Oh, my God. So Donald Trump is people always say I work for Stratford because Stratford is based here in Austin. Stratford wouldn't give me the time of day or to have him on as guest. Those type of statements. Wayne, how much money did you take from George Soros?
Zero.
You said earlier you used to get money from George Soros.
And I left a group in 2004. He was one of their donors. It was a nonprofit.
Well, I understand. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit George Soros money. I'm not thinking you're a George Soros operative. But, hey, if I came out and crapped all over Trump, man, I'd be the darling of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, too.
Yeah, Robert Mercer and Rebecca Mercer are my new targets in this investigating billionaires who have agendas. They were the big funders of Steve Bannon and Breitbart. And they deserve some very close scrutiny.
Well, I am glad you said something true here, because it's on record they were the biggest funders of Breitbart and the turdling Bannon.
Yeah, well, the Mercers, I think, are just as reprehensible and worthy of an investigation as George Soros was. Okay. Look, I think he's been defanged to some extent.
Oh, I've been enjoying his defanging. Boy, I'm glad he's only got gums to bite me in the ass. It don't feel too good. Hey, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. People can see what you have to write there, and I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
You bet.
Oh, God, this country. You know, Wayne's been on the show a lot of times, and I guess he just suddenly reads Democratic talking points. Maybe they're not talking points. Maybe it's kind of like gambling. You know, you get royal flushes every 200, 300 poker games. Maybe he just says perfect Democrat talking points exactly as they are in those orders accidentally. I think that's it. I don't think he's been paid. I don't think there's any talking points. I think he just dead set, hole in one, knocked it out of the park with Democratic talking points in their exact order all by himself. But I'm going to start having the libtards on. He's not a libtard. He knows exactly what he's doing. Some may say it's mother's milk of Veritas. Others can say it's poison of the witch's tit. All I can tell you is my gut tells me DJT's good, but he's surrounded by traitors and he's in over his head. And 5G's bad. The vaccines being tainted is bad. Him not declassifying all the dirt on the deep state is bad. He is just surrounded by traitors and cowards. You know, I think Pompeo's probably good. You know, I hope the leader of the House, the Republican leader is good. I don't know at this point. I'm not going to leave it up to Trump. It's up to us. We built this revolution. The audience built it. You built it. And I'm not even mad at Trump. I just, I didn't even get into our top story today. My God, am I a bad person. I'll do 5 minutes in the next hour, then a few minutes with Roger Stone about our top story, about the hacking group. They did release the first of the five tranches, five pieces proving they got internal secret documents from the government and lawsuits about stand downs and more. And they said, this is just proving we have it. Each tranche gets more devastating. They act for some paltry amount of money. That's the cover. This is an intelligence agency releasing this. Hell, this might be the Russians. All I can do is tell the truth. It's probably rogue U.S. intelligence groups. Probably Trump. And this is exactly what we need to see a lot of right now. Oh, Hillary's emails, they just got leaked. Who cares who got them? Just release them. I'm all in. I'm not properly plugged today. It's not a sales gimmick. I've been so busy doing other things. I was going to shoot a report on something this morning to something else. So it's the third day I've said this, where I've been too busy to do the new special, too busy to cut the new ads, too busy to do it. So the New Year's, everything must go, 50-75% off, free shipping, free gift, double Patriot points in your next order. It's been saying the last day for 3 days, not a sales gimmick. I'm going to go into meetings at the end of this broadcast, and I'm going to work like a digital beaver to get the new ads cut that you will see throughout the weekend and next week on the new products and all the rest of it, and these sales will be history. But my being tied up is your chance to push us over the edge and help us clear everything out at InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales of our history, and the new website and our new sponsor, Washington's, with an S, Washington's Reserve. Pure organic hemp-derived CBD oil from the biggest company in the nation. Private label by us. No THC, but nothing but the incredible health benefits. More than 30 great products. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.